Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I've been reading a lot about poke, that's P-O-K-E, restaurants in various parts of the country, but I'm not exactly sure what they are, nor if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But never fear, Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 days, and she's here to give us a poke primer. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Okay, am I even pronouncing it correctly?
Yes, poke.
And what is it?
Poke is, well, it's a good question. On Instagram, it's pretty much everything you can possibly imagine, okay? Essentially, it's a Hawaiian dish that's essentially, poke means to slice or to cut, so I think its origins are sliced raw fish, maybe tossed with a little seasoning, some sesame oil or some sesame seeds, and maybe chopped scallion or sweet onion. Now, as I said, now fast forward to Instagram, where last week there were 381,000 posts when I put in hashtag poke bowl, and 7 days later there's 389,000 posts. So there's 8,000 more pokes than there were a week ago. But essentially it has raw fish in it usually, but also beets, onions, a base of greens or rice, and edamame, and tomatoes, and egg, and pasta, and, you know, sort of your imagination is the limit from what I've seen. You can just add, it's almost like a salad bar on a bed, a base of maybe rice or greens or zoodles, which are zucchini noodles, and then all sorts of toppings.
Is it the same or different than sushi?
Well, sushi, I think, is simpler, has remained more just the rice. It doesn't have all these extra things, what I would call extra. It's sashimi is the raw fish, and sushi, when I first started eating sushi, back in the day, it was just a slab of fish on some rice. Now, of course, sushi, you see it without even fish. But anyway, it's more embellished than sushi.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days, and we're talking about poke. Sally, poke has actually arrived in Vermont. So where?
So we're a few years late, or it started several years ago. I talked to the person who's the director of food and beverage services at the CIA, Culinary Institute of America, and he said that it's sort of swept the country a few years ago, and he attributes its popularity to, as he said, it's easy to eat, it's easy to understand, it's not overly exotic or foreign. And it kind of fits in with what we think of as healthful foods, healthy foods, fresh vegetables. And it arrived in Vermont. What the restaurant owners think is the first poke restaurant in Vermont, which is in Williston. It's a married couple, Neil and Perry Farr, and they opened it in March. They opened it last spring. It's in a small little spot, and you go up to the counter and order from this board, and they have sort of suggested signature bowls. And then you can mix and match as you will. But since it's new to Vermont, Perry was telling me she thought it made sense to sort of give people some guidance and then they can take it from there.
And is this couple, are they restaurateurs? Or?
They went to the CIA, and Neil grew up here. He's from Colchester. Perry's from outside New Haven, Connecticut, and they met at culinary school and actually left before they graduated and have worked in various places in Vermont, and knowing they wanted to start a restaurant. And they were sort of thinking of what theme they wanted to build their restaurant around. And one idea was a wood-fired pizza truck. And then they thought about maybe a salad bar restaurant. And it was actually on a trip to San Francisco where they had a poke bowl. And Perry said it was huge. You know, she said, I think the kid just really wanted to turn us onto it. So big enough for, she said, the two of them could barely finish it together. And she, as she was eating it, she was like, this is it. And then they took an R&D trip to Hawaii and opened their restaurant last spring.
Are there a lot of local ingredients being used? Probably not the fish.
Well, the fish isn't local, obviously, to here, but it's caught by a local man. And I really fell for the salmon, the raw salmon that I had on mine. And partly was really, really good, but also having learned the story of where it came from. There's a man who lives in Duxbury who runs a little fishing company called Honey Will You Fish with his wife. And she's lived in Duxbury year-round. And he fishes in southeastern Alaska 6 months a year and catches each salmon by line. He doesn't use any nets, pulls it onto the boat, stores it in ice in an ice hold, packs it in ice, and ships it, fillets it, and freezes it on the dock in Alaska. And it is shipped by plane to Boston, and she drives down and picks it up. And this poke restaurant in Williston, which is called the Poke Scale Bar, is the only restaurant that they are supplying regularly. So it's fresh right off his boat and then flash frozen. So
I know one thing that's going to intimidate me is how to order. Is it easy? Because I am still the guy who will let the rest of the table order at a sushi restaurant. Whatever they order, that's what I eat.
It's easy partly because the FARs have made this structure to sort of guide you, but I felt like I put too many things in mine, and so I really want to go back and just kind of zero in on the salmon and maybe some onion and just a few other things. You know, you can look and see what ingredients appeal to you. Even you could figure it out, Rick.
Will we see more poke restaurants in Vermont?
Well, as it turns out, by the end of the year, there's going to be a poke restaurant on Church Street Marketplace called Poke Works. And someone from their sort of corporate headquarters said it should be here in December. And this sort of speaks to the speed with which poke is growing. I think she told me right now there are 9 franchises across the country. The first one was in Manhattan. And by the end of the year, there will be 28 more.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe and educating us on poke.
Thank you.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the cafe. You can go to vpr.net and search VPR Cafe.